Okay, again, I'd just like to extend a very warm welcome on behalf of Shankill Community Fellowship to everyone who came along today, especially those who came to support Wayne and Leanne. And we'd like to welcome, of course, Macy Louise. He doesn't look very impressed. He's sound asleep. To big brother Leo and the big sister Darcy, and of course, Leanne and Wayne. There were other people who would have loved to have been here today, but they can't be. And we think in particular of Leanne's brothers, Ryan and Paul, and her mum and dad, who are on holiday, as I understand it. And although they will miss today, we know that they will have the joy of watching Missy Louise grow up. We know that they love her very much, and they will spend a lifetime watching her grow. This time that we spend here together is special, because it's a time that we have set aside as her family and as her friends and as the fellowship of believers here at Shankill Community Fellowship. There's a few things that we want to do this morning. We want to give thanks to God for Missy Louise. And we want to acknowledge that our God is in control of all things, and that God is interested in us as individuals, and he's interested in Missy Louise as an individual, that God created Missy Louise, and God knows Missy Louise. And we, this morning as a fellowship, want to join with Leanne and Wayne and bring her before the Lord. And we ask that in his mercy, that in some point in the future, she will accept Jesus as her own and personal Saviour, and by his grace, he'll save her. We understand this morning that this service will not save Missy Louise. This service doesn't make her a Christian, but as parents brought their children to Jesus, that's what we do this morning, and we know that he didn't turn them away. We're asking God today that he'll save Missy Louise when she's young, and as his Holy Spirit lives within her, she'll experience that joy of what it means to be a Christian, and that she will be free and escape the worst excess that sin can put upon and ruin a life. We're going to ask God that when Missy Louise is older, she'll obey and follow and serve God, and that she'll enjoy a life abundant in Jesus. This morning we're going to make promises as Missy Louise's family, as Missy Louise's friends, and as members of this fellowship here, to ensure that we carry out our responsibilities to this child that has been entrusted us by the Lord, to ensure that she's brought up in the discipline and the instruction that comes from the Lord. I just want to look for a minute or two at the scripture that puts a responsibility on us to care for Missy Louise. 1 Deuteronomy 6, 4-8 says this: "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give to you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when they sit at home, and when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands, and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses, and on your gates." Proverbs 22 verse 6 says this: "Train up a child in the way that he should go," or she, by the way, "even when he is old, he will not depart from it." Isaiah 54 verse 13: "All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children." Luke 18: "People were also bringing babies to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. But Jesus called the children to him and said, 'Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." So it's at this point in the service we'd like to invite Leanne and Wayne and Darcy and Leo and of course Missy Louise up to the front. And Leanne has also invited those who are special to her, special to the family, to be at the front as well. People that she wants to be involved in Missy Louise's life and to support her as she grows. So I'd also like to invite Taylor and Kathy and Curtis up to the front. So if everyone would like to make their way up, we're going to make some promises.
Thank you.
good that she's waking up for this part. Leanne and Wayne, do you thank God for the gift of Missy Louise? Will you, as her parents, promise to do all that is within your power to ensure that Missy Louise is brought up in the faith of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and where possible, ensure that as she grows, Missy Louise will be surrounded by the teaching and guidance and the love and care of God's people. In doing so, ensure that she understands that salvation is found in no one else other than Jesus, that there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. In presenting Missy Louise to the Lord this morning, do you promise to ensure that she's taught the truths and duties of the Christian faith and to bring her up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord? Okay, maybe everyone else could please stand at this point. The next question is for family and for friends and for the people of Shankill Community Fellowship and for the special friends who are here to support Missy Louise and Leanne and Wayne this morning. Do you, as friends and church family, affirm that you will do all that is within your power to assist Wayne and Leanne in fulfilling these promises? Missy Louise, this is our prayer for you, that the Lord would bless you and keep you, the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you, the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Let's all pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of Missy Louise. Grant that she will grow in wisdom, that she will grow in stature. We ask you, as a family of believers, that you would save her early in life and that you will guide her through life, that you would save her from the dangers of childhood, that you would save her from the temptations of youth. We ask that by prayer and precept and example, that she will be raised in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord. Grant her the desires of her heart as she finds her joy in you. May Missy Louise seek you, may she find you, and may she serve you all of her life. And we ask that you bless Wayne and Leanne. We ask that you would provide everything that they need, both materially, both spiritually. That, Lord, that you would be with this family. We commit this family into your hands and into your care through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We'd just like, on behalf of Shankill Community Fellowship, just to give a little presentation to Missy Louise of a little Bible. And as she knows that, we hope that she will read that and follow its instruction. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.